And welcome back to all our listeners. The Song of Shabbos continues. Thanks to the Heber and your request. Okay, so last year we covered the most of the Zmiros from Leil Shabbos and Yom Shabbos. So we're going to pick up with the Song of Shal Shabbos, which, although this will be, today will be a little bit of a broader idea, but it was bring us into Shal Shabbos also. Okay, so there is a minhag among Hasidim and more recently in past years from amongst the Neo Hasidim in, let's say, Weinberger Shul and elsewhere, to sing Askinu Sudasa before Shal Shabbos. So this Aramaic Zemer seems to be very esoteric. So I tried to look into it, and basically, it's all Kabbalah. It's all based in Kabbalah. But we'll try to explain and understand whatever we can. Okay, so the first thing we have to know is that there are actually two Zmiros in Aramaic that start off Shal Shabbos. One is Askinu Sudasa, and the other one is called B'nei Heichala. And both of these are actually match each of the other Sudos. The Askinu Sudasa is actually one Zemer. So the Askinu Sudasa comes from the Zohar. The Zohar has a passage which some Hasidim have a minute to say Friday night. It's a long passage from the Zohar. And near the end, it tells a story that says Rabbi Shimon, which I assume is Rabbi Shimon Bayachai, when he would come to the Suda, he would say as follows, Askinu Sudasa d'meinutza ilo. Prepare the Suda of Emuna, of high Emuna. Askinu Sudasa de Malka, prepare the Suda for the king, v'hava yatsu v'chadi, and then he would sit and be joyous. And when he would finish Shal Shudas, they would declare, as the son of God Hashem, v'kazicha b'masayat, v'chaticha nechlas yakul avicha, the pasuk in Yeshaya, which declares that a person has a tremendous schar for keeping Shabbos, etc. So the idea is that this is the source of the concept of Askinu Sudasa. So, however, Askinu Sudasa, if you look on the sheet, so there's the first one comes from Leil Shabbos, the second one from Shabbos Day Suda, and the third one from Shal Shabbos. So they're all the same except for one little point. Askinu Sudasa de Mehem Nusa. So I will prepare the Suda de Mehem Nusa of Emunah Shleim Sa, of Emunah Shleima. Chedvasa de Malka Karisha, which is the Chedva, which is the joy of the Holy King. Askinu Sudasa de Malka, I will prepare the Suda of the King. Dahi Sudasa, we'll start with the first one. The Chaka Tafufin Kadishin. This is the Suda of Chaka Tafufin Kadishin. If you look down the second one, it says, Dahi Sudasa de Atika Kadisha. This is the Suda of the Atika, ancient Holy One. Oh, shalom, guys. And, okay. Sure. I'll catch you guys up in a second. And then the third one is Dahi Suda of the Zer Anpin, This is the Suda of the Zer Anpin, which means a small face. We'll explain all these temples in a second. And then it continues on and says that each of these other things, Akin, Sada, Bade, come to make a Suda with it. Okay. So today we're talking about this Zemer, which is called Askinu Sudasa. So Askinu Sudasa is an Aramaic prayer, which is based on the Zohar, that Hasidim say. This series of the Sons of Shabbos, we actually covered Zmiro Shabbos, of Leil Shabbos, and of Shabbos Day last year. So we're at this continuation. You can listen to it on Ma'ayi Torah. This one will also be on Ma'ayi Torah. You can even listen to yourselves having this explained to you on Ma'ayi Torah, for sure. So, in any case, so this Askinu Sudasa is an introduction, basically, which Askinu means I will, let us prepare the Suda, the meal, the Mehemusa Shleimasa, of Emuna Shleima. Echad Vesa Demalka Kadisha, it is the joy of the Holy King. Askinu Sudasa Demalka, this is the Suda of the King. Dahi Sudasa Dechaka Tapuchin Kadishin is the first one. Now, and this requires understanding. So we have over here, this is, and most of the Zmirashim are not like this, because this is like all Kabbalah. Everything we're talking about today is based in Kabbalah, which I don't understand basically any of it, but I can understand enough to at least introduce us to it. So there are three terms over here that are being used for almost like for Hashem, in a sense, or for the experience of what we have on Shabbos, which is engaging in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in a certain sense, getting a taste of Gan Eden, almost, which is Shabbos. And that's what this first idea is. Chaka Tepuch and Kaddishin means the Sadeh of the field of holy apples, okay, which is a euphemism for, according to some of Farshim, Gan Eden. And the idea is that this statement about King Sudas of prepare the meal was something that Ari HaKadosh instituted, in the sense that they would say before the meal, often before Kiddush, although today for most part people say it only at the end, like after they've eaten and before they set the zmiros, whatever. But he would say this as King Sudas, and at night he said Sudas the Chaka Tepuch and Kaddishin. So he said, I'm invited, you know, this is the Suda of the field of holy apples. So what does that mean? So it's based on the pasuk by Yitzchak Avinu when Yaakov comes in and he smells like the field, right? Because he has the smell of Esau's clothes. So Yitzchak says, behold, my son smells like the field that God blessed, you know, the smell of the field that God blessed him with. So really, what was that referring to? We know that Yaakov himself smelled like Gan Eden. So that was the field that he was blessed with. And this is a field that we're blessed with, which is part of our experience on Shabbos. The Shabbos goes in order. There's like a progression. It's a little bit like getting married. We like learning Kedushin, right? So there's a little bit of a connection. So there's Kedushin, right? Where the man is Mekadosh the woman. And then there's Nisuin, and they start to live together in the home. And that Nisuin is accomplished most primarily, and is evidenced most primarily by Yichud, right? By the oneness, the living alone in solidarity together, isolation of solidarity together. So the Mefarshim point out that our Tfilos and Shabbos follow the same pattern. On Friday night, the Shemona Esrei is Atah Kidashta, Hashem, you made holy. So there's an idea of Kiddushin there. Hashem is Mekadosh us on Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, it's a Yitzmach Moshe, that Moshe rejoiced with Machnas Chako, with the giving of the portion of Shabbos. That Simcha is the Simcha of like a wedding, like the Simcha of a Chas HaMikala, getting those together. And the Simcha, and then Shalosh Shudas, we say, Atah Echad Hashem Chayachad, you are one Hashem. And that's a reference to the Yichud, the idea of our oneness with Hashem. And this progression carries with it the idea that also on Friday night, you know, there's a certain entryway into Shabbos, right? There's a certain transfer that we're going from the week into the holiness of Shabbos, and this kind of is the gateway into it. This field of holy apples, in a sense, is a reference to entering into a field where there's, I guess, a metaphor in a sense, juicy apples, you know, which is the sweetness of Torah, the sweetness of Gan Eden, the sweetness of Shabbos. And that's the Chaka Tepuch and Kaddishin. Fine. Then, this is the way Rish Pinkus in Shabbos Nakhva explains this. Then, during the day, we refer to, which is the middle, Askinu Sudasa, we refer to Dahi Sudasa, the Atika Kaddisha. Atika Kaddisha, it's like the Ir Atika, right, the old city, is the ancient Kaddish, the ancient holy one. This is a reference straight up to Hashem. Shabbos day, we are in Shabbos. We are experiencing Shabbos completely. So we are at one with Hashem, who's the holy ancient one. So for the Shabbos day, we prepare, the meal is celebrating our togetherness with Atika Kaddish, with Hashem. And then Shalosh Shudas is Dahi Sudasa de Zer Anpin. This is the Suda of the Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er Anpin means the small face. So what does it mean, the small face? So this is really, really based in Kabbalah. And I'm not going to claim full, complete understanding of this at all, but the way that Pinkus explains is that there's like a small face and there's a big face, in a sense. So like any face, like our own facial structure is made up of different parts, the forehead and the facial structure and whatever. And so the I think the big face, in a sense, is seven out of the ten spheros. I don't forget about spheros. You know spheros, huh? Amazing. Wow. What? Yeah, of them. Okay. So the different levels of revelation, in a sense, of Hashem's structure for the world. So that's in a sense the big face. And then there's three kind of minor spheros. And that's a little bit of a reference to the Ze'er Anpin. And the way Pinkus explains is that this Ze'er Anpin is is part of what helps us transfer out to take the Kedusha of Shabbos with us out into the week. So at Shabbos Shudas, which is obviously the time of, you know, Shabbos ending and taking it into the week, so this is that's where it's the Eir Hamkin. At each of these introductions to the Seudos, so on Friday night we say this is the Seudos, Dahi Seudos, the Chaka Tavuchin Kaddishin of the Field of Holy Apples. Was the Eir Hamkin, Atika Kaddisha, Asim Masad Abadet. And the other two components also come to eat along with us. And the same thing on the day, the Zeir Hamkin and the Chakas Bufin come along. And as there was the Eir Hamkin and Shalosh Shudas, the Chakas Bufin and the Atika Kaddisha also come. So some of the questions say that that's because you need a mezuzah. And you need, in a sense, the three components of Hashem's relationship with us at that point to come and participate in the meal. Fine. So this is the Askinu Sudasa, which is in a certain sense relating to, again, the Kabbalistic concept of Hashem's presence and Hashem's revelation in this world at each of those meals. And we're in a sense inviting Him to come in and be with us. At each of these meals, then there's also like piyutim, certain poems or zmiros that the Arizal wrote on Friday night. It's called the Zamer B'Shvachin, and on Shabbos day it is I'm not going to go through them all because some of them get to be very long, but Asadeh L'Sivudasa, okay. And then on at Shal Shudas, it's called B'nei Hechala. So since we're focusing on Shal Shudas, and this is where I think most people, certainly in our world, this is where most people do sing. So we'll focus on explaining B'nei Hechala a little bit. So that's on the left-hand side of the sheet. Any questions until this point? Okay, so Askinu Sudasa is based in the Zohar. B'nei Hechala and all the others are things written by the Arizal, teaching written by the Arizal. And the Farshim explained that the Arizal wrote these because he basically, again, this is a Kabbalistic idea that I don't really know what it means, but this is what they say, that the, you know, for the Neshama Yisera, when the Neshama Yisera comes down from Shemayim to spend time with us here in this world while we're experiencing Shabbos, so it needs to relate, in a sense, to its original source and to all of the Shefa, all of the holy influence, in a sense, that God is sending into this world on Shabbos. So it can, and it can only, so the Arizal, it can only relate to it through song. And this is also just a beautiful idea that, in terms of the unique experience that we have, like, you know, of singing Zmir Shabbos. And Rapinkus points out also, we're singing Zmir Shabbos about Shabbos. Like on Pesach, you know, we sing like V'hi Yishanda, or V'hi Yishanda, you know, whichever tune you like. And on Shavuot, maybe we sing, you know, Torah songs, and on Sukkot, you know, you say V'samach V'chagecha, but we're not singing about Sukkot. We're not saying, you know, like on Shabbos, like the Zmiros, the themes of the Zmiros themselves are Shabbos. So it's to enhance this experience, and in a certain sense, to facilitate the experience of having our Neshama Yisera reconnect with the source, with its source on high, which is coming through the Shefa of Shabbos. Okay, so B'nei Hechala. So B'nei Hechala means those who are in the Hechal, in the temple, in the palace, D'chsifin l'mech beziv d'zer antin, who are anxious, they're desiring to see the glory of the Zer Antin. Again, the Zer Antin is this small face, in a sense, which is, again, this aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows us to bring Kedusha into the world, I guess we'll put it that way. Yehon Hacha b'hai taka tzei malka b'gilufin. So he says, Yehon Hacha, they should be here b'hai taka, at this table, tzei malka b'gilufin, that the image, in a sense, of the king is engraved in this. So, who are the B'nei Hechala, whether it's the design seed, the B'nei Hechala, so some Farshim say the Talmidei Chachamim, who appreciate Torah and Avodas Hashem, and they want, what does it mean, they're aspiring to feel close to Hashem. And others are saying that no, B'nai Hechol is actually referenced to the Malachim, who are in the Temple of Hashem. So what are we asking? We're asking Yehon Hacha B'Haitaka. They should be at our table, right? The Malachim should be in a sense at our table. That it should be considered that our table of Shal Shudis should be found before Hashem. That we are properly imbuing the Kedusha of Shabbos into the meal, Shal Shudis, so that we can take the Kedusha of Shabbos with us. Tzrulachta Bahai Vada, we desire very much for this coming together. The Go Irin V'chol Gadfin, together with Go Irin V'chol Gadfin is a reference to the Malachim. Gadfin we just had in the Gemara, Gadfin is a feather, right? So Balei Knafayim, the reference to the Malachim who have wings. So we're basically asking, we're saying we should be together in this, we should feel the Malachim with us, as though we're mamish in front of Hashem. Chadu hashta b'hai shata, chadu is to rejoice now, b'hai shata in this hour, d'vei rava v'leif zafin, d'vei rava, that in this hour there's rava, there's rocha, and in Aramaic, the time of Shal Shudis is called rava d'ravim, a time of desire, a time of wanting. The lake is happening. There's no anger. So this is a tremendous thing, and this is going to continue on with the part of the theme of the Zemer, that apparently, again, whatever this means, that the time of Mincha throughout the rest of the week is the time of judgment. Hashem is looking at us a little bit with a critiquing eye. But on Shabbos, that's not the case. On Shabbos Shudis, we're saying the Bay Rabbah the Late Dafin. There's only Ratzon, there's only Hashem's desire to feel close with us, and no judgment going on. So this is also the idea. Beis Din doesn't in Olam Hazeh, Beis Din doesn't sit on Shabbos. There's no judging happening on Shabbos, and it's reflected also. I don't know. It's reflected above, or we are reflecting from above. So now this declaration sense, we're saying we are hoping that our table is before Hashem and we can rejoice now because it's a time of rachon with Hashem, not a time of anger with Hashem. So now we say krivu li chazu cheli. So they point out that this now changes. Who's speaking? It sounds almost like Hashem is speaking. The king, the melech hechala, is speaking. He says krivu li, come close to me. Like it's based on the pasuk arov Hashem v'chol korav v'chol hashem kru emes. Krivuli, come close to me. Chazu cheli, see my power, Hashem says. Delays dinin ditzkifin, that there are no, dinin, there's no judgments now, ditzkifin that are strong. Meaning to say that again, the nation is not being judged at this time. What does it mean, see my power, that the nation is not being judged? So, it's like Ezehu Gibor, Hakovesh of Yisrael, right? Sometimes you see the greatest power by somebody holding back. Levar Natlin, Lo Alin, Hane Kalvin, Chatifin. What's Hashem's power? Levar Natlin, that they will not be taken out, Lo Alin, and they're not coming up. Who? Hane Kalvin, Chatifin. These Chutzpedika dogs. These wild dogs, which is a metaphor for these dinim, for negative judgments. The Ha'azmin, and I will invite Atik Yomin, the one of ancient days, actually the first Hashem, Lamincha, to this Mincha, at this time Mincha, or Lamitcha, some have the gifts, Adei Yehon Chalfin, until Ashe Yechalfu, until they go away, until all these Mekatrigim, all these negative component aspects are gone. Meaning to say, again, this is the transfer, the transition from Shabbos. From the Atik Yom, in a sense, experience, from the experience of being at one and Yichud with Hashem, right, into going and living regular life. So he says, Atik Yom. Mashal, so we're going to invite Hashem, in a sense, to be with us until all these, bad aspects, go away, so I don't have to deal with them. Mashal Ma'adav Redom, it's like Chasan and Kala, they get married, they have the Yichud room, they have the beautiful wedding ceremony, and then throughout Sheva Brachos, what are they doing? They're looking at all the pictures that people posted from the wedding, and like they're reliving that experience. Why? Because after 7 days, he's got to go back to work, and she's got to go to school, or whatever it is, and real life starts, and so that in a certain sense, you want to hold on to that experience of like the excitement of the wedding, the uniqueness, the specialness of feeling like, you know, I was the king and she was the queen, and you know, people were dancing around us, and we were so happy, and you know, nothing to worry about, just enjoying ourselves with all our friends. And it's an unbelievable time. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is, we don't have to worry, the job is done, kol melachtecha asuya, all the work is done, nothing to worry about, I'm just enjoying Shabbos, just enjoying my time with Hashem. So, which is, the Pinkus explains, which is the idea also, we don't have bakashos on Shabbos, that the tefillos of Shabbos, we don't ask atachonim, we don't ask simshon, we don't ask slachwanu, right? We're not asking for things. Why? So he gives a nice mashal of, I think I mentioned this last year, a mashal of a fundraiser, a schnorrer, who's like, you know, going around to, you know, go to America to try to raise money for his yeshiva or whatever it is, and people tell him, go meet with this one guy. So he calls up the guy and says, can I meet with you in your office tomorrow? He's like, where are you from? He's like, this is this yeshiva. So the man understands, okay, I know what this guy wants. So he says, I don't have time for you. He says, I just need 3 minutes. 3 minutes? You think I'm going to write you a check in 3 minutes? He's like, I just need 3 minutes of your time. So the man's like, okay, 3 minutes I'll give you, fine. Come at 12:15 tomorrow. So he comes at 12:15, shows up, comes in, he's like, and in the first minute he starts saying, what an unbelievable office you had. Did you design this yourself? I like your desk, it's special wood. And he starts discussing with the man all about his desk and all about the interior design. He did research and he found out that this man is very into interior design. He's like certain colors. He understands what it is that this man enjoys. And before you know it, they've been discussing a topic that this man cares about, that he likes very much, for 35 minutes, 40 minutes. And the man's like, oh, I told you I was going to give you 3 minutes. He's like, look where we've come. And he's like, what did you want again? Like, you know, what, how can I help you? And the man's like, can I just come back tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, you know what, let's do lunch tomorrow. You know, so then he has lunch. Then by the end of the lunch, you know, instead of getting like an $18 donation, he's got an $18,000 donation. Why? Because if you just go to somebody and you say, can you do me a favor? Can you give me this? I need this from you. And you're trying to take away from somebody, it's not so meaningful. But when you're spending time with that person, so then the relationship deepens that much more, and then you're able to get even much more out of that. Again, that's basically the sort of How to Win Friends and Influence People also. You know, familiar with such that book. So that's the mashal he gives. So that's Shabbos. We don't have bakashos on Shabbos. We're not asking slachbanu, we're not asking atachonim, b'malshinim. We're not making demands and requests from Hashem on Shabbos, because right now on Shabbos we're just enjoying spending the time. So here in this line, the ha'av min atik yomin, I'm inviting now as at mincha, at this time when it's usually dinim, and it's a time that's of transition, so I'm inviting the atik yomin Hashem, who represents that the atika kadisha, the holy one of ancient times, who's beyond time, that I'm able to spend time with him. Re'u dilei b'galilei levatol b'chol tifin. Re'u dilei, his ratzon, the Galilei, which is revealed, is latal b'chol klipin. We'll cancel all of the klipos, all of the shells, all the externalities, all the superficialities that we usually have to live with. If a person is able to connect really with the Ratzon Hashem, then all those superficialities will fall away. Yishavi lon dinok vehon. He will put them. Who's them? Again, it's like these superficialities, these dinim, these chutzpahdika dogs, wild dogs, you know, the dinim. He'll put them in their holes, in their burrows, we time them to go kafin, and they'll be hidden behind the rocks. Are hashta b'menchasa, and since now, at this time of mincha, the chadvasa dizer antin. I will be able to enjoy the chadvasa, it's like chadva, dizer antin. Of dizer antin, again, the simcha of this aspect of Hashem, of the Zayat and of the small faith, which I'm able to take with me into the week to come. So this is the Bnei Hechala Tzila, which follows Askinu Sudasa. I'll just go over the tune real quick. And I think in Yeshiva they sing it like the Manachai and whatever. No,
I don't know.
Yeah. No, Askinu Sudasa, they sing it to that. That's the Kalibon But the more classic tune is it goes like this. Askinu sudasa demehenu sa shleimasa chedvasa demasa kadisha, which by the way it doesn't fit the word because it's really demehenu sa shleimasa emuna shleima, not shleimusa shleimasa chedvasa. Alright. Askinu sudasa demehenu sa shleimasa chedvasa demasa kadisha. Askinu sudasa demaka da sudasa dezer antin viatika kadisha. And then they go into the Nehechala again, even though it's a separate tune. The Nehechala de'efsi fin efezi de'zer anti nihon ha'cha ba'aitaka de'vei maka be'gibufim tu'ula ato ba'adadah be'goi bin b'cho ba'fin chadu ashto ba'shata de'vei ba'vav le'zafin Krivuli chazu cheli dvei sinin diskifin van aden lo alin anin kalbin de chasifin v'hazmin nasik yamin emin cha v'adei on chafin v'udi lei digali lei v'ato v'chol chifin isha v'lo v'na v'i holi tam v'digo chifin v'eto v'chol 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 v'chol. Actually, that's not even how it goes. I mean, that's more or less a general thing. I think I messed it up a little bit. But that's how it goes. In Yeshiva, they sing Askinu Sudasa to the Karibon soon. Askinu Sudasa de me misaya. Shemasa chayabasa de malka kadisha. It continues. And then B'nei Hechala, they sing to Manacha, I think. Hechala. Okay. All right. So the tunes, the tunes itself don't necessarily matter, but it's a powerful tefillah. And, okay, we'll continue with Hashem next week, exploring a little bit Mizmor David and Yedid Nefesh. We talked about Yedid Nefesh at the beginning last year as to why some shuls introduced Shabbos with Yedid Nefesh and what the meaning is there, but we'll try to look into a little bit also why we sing it here at the end as well. Okay.